200 years ago, on Christmas Eve, 1818, the Christmas carol that we know as Silent Night was sung for the first time. It was written by a Father Joseph Moore, a Catholic priest. Personally, it's my favorite Christmas carol, and also I'm sure many of us here could sing it without even having to look at the text. There's a beautiful story behind this. Father Moore was born to a young woman named Anna, a weaver, in the town of Salzburg, Austria, in the year 1792. Anna had a romance with an Austrian soldier. They conceived a child, but the soldier went off for his military obligations, leaving Anna by herself. And Anna gave birth to the little child, and she named him Joseph, because she knew the good Saint Joseph would watch after her little baby boy just as good Saint Joseph watched after little baby Jesus. When time came for baptism, because there was the social stigma against her, she resorted to calling upon the local executioner to be the godfather, the hangman of the town. But he was a good godfather, and he did his best to be a good example for little Joseph. Time goes on, and Anna knew that the best way for her son to succeed would be through education. So with the help of the parish priest, little Joseph enrolled in the Abbey School. He received a fine education, and then at age 16, he decided he wanted to become a priest. So he went to seminary, and at age 22, he is ready to be ordained. But even then, society had its issues. He had to have a special dispensation from the bishop because he had no father. He was born of a single mom. Be that as it may, he was ordained, and then he was assigned to the little town of St. Nicholas Parish in Oberndorf, 10 miles north of Salzburg. Well, the story goes on. So 1818, December 23rd, Joseph Moore makes a house call to a mom who's just given birth to a baby, and then on the way back, he decides to pause and sit by the river. And it's one of those beautiful full moon kinds of nights like we've had recently. The moon just made the snow glow, and the rays from the moon made the water ripples twinkle like stars. So Joseph sat there in the quiet, in the calm and still of the night, and he pondered the coming of Christmas. So he thought of that Christmas story, and he looked at his own life. Just like our Blessed Mother had given birth to Jesus and loved Jesus so much, he was blessed to have such a good mom who loved him, who gave him life. And then he thought about how Jesus had Saint Joseph as his guardian, foster father, and he had had so many good foster fathers in his own life, from his godfather, the executioner, to his parish priest. He thought of how he was born really in poverty, but then so was Jesus, in the poverty of a stable. But nevertheless, just like Jesus, Joseph knew what it was to have a home filled with love. And then he thought of the shepherds who came. These simple shepherds came off the fields, and the shepherds were sort of like the downcast of society. They could not even be legal witnesses in court case. But they came with their childlike faith to adore the baby Jesus. And Joseph thought, isn't that what our Lord said? To enter the kingdom of God, one has to have the faith of a child, a simple faith. But then the Magi came, and the Magi came to adore our Lord. And there, they were wise. They were wise enough to know they did not know everything. And they bowed down before the wisdom of Almighty God. So he pondered this beautiful glimpse of Christmas, and he thought of his own life. And with that, he pondered these thoughts, and that led him to write the little poem we know as Silent Night. When we look at the text of that carol, we find very simple verses, but they have a profound faith, a profound meaning for us. And that's really what we celebrate this night. So in the carol, we pray and we sing that Jesus is the Son of God. Yes, the Son of God. He is true God, second person of the Holy Trinity, consubstantial with the Father, meaning sharing fully the same divinity. He is the Word of God, the wisdom of God, through whom all things were created. So as God spoke, saying, "Let there be light," He was speaking through His Word, through Christ. And order, design, purpose was put into this creation, all the product, the guidance of Jesus, the Word of God. But as we know, sin entered this world, that original sin, and it caused disharmony, caused a rupture that separated mankind from God, and the sin continued to grow and to grow and to grow. And so we hear the prophets say that no longer could their sacrifices heal this chasm of sin and bring forgiveness. No, it would take an act of God Himself. But the prophets also said that because we, human beings, cause sin, it would take an act of man. So in God's plan, in a great act of love, God gave His only Son, Jesus. True God entered this world becoming true man through Mary, a virgin who had conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so when we think of Jesus, we see that Word of God in the flesh. And that Word of God has governance. So we call Him Lord, the Lord of our lives. So Jesus is Lord, and He showed that He has governance over all of creation, over material creation. He's the one who could change water into wine, multiply loaves to feed 5,000, calm a storm, cure a cripple, cure a blind man. He could be even one who raised Lazarus from the dead. He had governance over all of physical creation. He has governance over spiritual creation too. He could exorcise demons. Satan trembled at our Lord. He's the one who could also forgive sins. He also has governance over the whole moral order. If we want to know what it is to be the best version of ourselves, to be one who's made in God's image, look to Jesus. There it is. God perfectly revealed to us. He's the way, the truth, and the life. If we want to know what human life is supposed to be about, what it is to live in love, in freedom, we look to Jesus. He has shown us. But while He's the Lord, He's also the Savior. So each time we look at our nice little manger scene tonight, raise your eyes up, because that's Jesus who came as our Savior. Only He who is true God, who became true man, could possibly take the burden of our sins, not just the sins of the past or the sins of His time, our sins. Only He could offer the sacrifice that transcends time, so that you and I can truly say, we have a Savior. We have a Savior who entered this world to forgive our sins. Not only, though, to die on a cross, to rise, to give us the hope of everlasting life. So this is the gift of Christmas. And in the simplicity of that Christmas carol, we recognize Jesus, Son of God, Lord and Savior. And so with that, Joseph Moore had a great joy in his heart. He pondered all of this, wrote his little poem, and in his heart was that great love, love's pure light. A light the darkness could not overcome. Because he knew what it was in his past to go through hard times, but he also knew the times he lived in. This was the time when the Napoleonic Wars had devastated Europe, when there was social unrest, when there was laxity among many of the faithful who stopped going to church and practicing the faith, among those who were of the rationalist school who thought, who needs God? We're the philosophers. Who needs the supernatural? Yes, he knew what all that was about. But the light came into his heart. It was there. Love's pure light. And with that, he could show that light to others. Well, he went back to his rectory. The next morning, Christmas Eve, he went to celebrate Mass. And whoa, what happened? Mice had eaten into the bellows of the organ, so the poor organ could not play a tune. So what would he do? Well, he talked to his friend, Franz Gruber, who was a musician, and he set Silent Night to the beautiful music that we have. Again, very simple, played on a guitar originally, but beautiful, simple music that captures the mystery of God. But think of it, my brothers and sisters, with all that I've said, it's really a great mystery, but not meant to be complicated, to be simple. For the child who has that faith, and the child not being someone of chronological age, the child being someone spiritual, who has that faith, we can embrace that faith, simple faith in love. So tonight, after communion, when we pause to sing Silent Night, take to heart the words, ponder them. Look at the little manger scene, look at the cross, look at the altar, because the altar is Christmas every time we have Mass, Christ's Mass, where bread and wine, at the Word of God, is transformed into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord. Open your hearts. Christ comes to share his life with us. He comes to be our Lord, our Savior. He comes as the Son of God. It's all about love. But he doesn't impose. He doesn't force himself. No, he wants us to embrace him. Consider, though, how sometimes we complicate our lives. We truly complicate our lives, and we end up almost like slaves at times. And that's why St. Paul said, turn to Christ. Cast aside godless ways. Cast aside worldly desires. Live temperately. Live justly. Live devoutly. Live for Christ, and you'll be a child of God who lives in freedom. That's what Christmas is about. Christmas is a time to celebrate the love of God that's been manifested to us through our Savior, our Lord, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the greatest gift we could ever hope for. May God bless you.